This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As Russia struggles to boost its troop numbers in Ukraine, the military is engaged in a covert recruitment effort. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma explains.
The prisoners at a penal colony in St. Petersburg were expecting a visit by officials. Instead, men in uniform arrived and offered them an amnesty if they agreed to fight alongside the Russian army in Ukraine. As Russia continues to suffer losses in its invasion, now nearing its sixth month, the Kremlin has refused to announce a full-blown mobilization, a move that could be very unpopular for President Vladimir Putin. Instead, there's been a covert recruitment effort that includes using prisoners to make up the manpower shortage. I'm Charles de la Desma.
There's a donor conference going on right now in Copenhagen, Denmark, to gather support for Ukraine. Ukraine's defense minister said Thursday his country's priority was getting fighter planes as they work towards beating Russia.
I hope we will have new results to support Ukraine in our resistance, because we will fight in the air, in the land, in the sea, and we will win.
The Copenhagen conference is a day-long event aimed at strengthening the long-term support for Ukraine, with discussions on financing, weapon production, training, and demining. Denmark's defense minister said the conference hopes for a lot stronger support for Ukrainian fight against Russian invaders.
We are pretty optimistic that this conference here in Copenhagen will set the next step towards donations when it comes to weapons donations, training activities, and also demining activities.
Taiwan's army held another live-fire drill Thursday after Beijing ended its largest-ever military exercises around the self-ruled island. A spokesperson for Taiwan's 8th Army Corps told AFP its forces fired howitzers and target flares as part of the defensive drill. This is VOA News. German officials say water levels on the Rhine River could reach an officially low point in the coming days as drought and an energy crisis grip Europe. Meanwhile, in France, more than 1,000 firefighters are struggling to contain a major wildfire that has burned a large area of pine forest in southwestern France. Local authorities say more than 68 square kilometers have burned since Tuesday in the region. The fires are taking place as France is sweating through a hot and dry summer like the rest of Europe. Temperatures were expected to reach 40 degrees Celsius Thursday in the region. The blaze has forced the evacuation of about 10,000 people and destroyed at least 16 houses. The region was hit last month by major wildfires that forced the evacuation of more than 39,000 people, including residents and tourists. Gas prices are falling at the pump in the United States, just in time for that last surge of vacation travel before kids head back to school. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gas has fallen to $3.99, and the shopping app Gas Buddy cited an average of $3.98. That's down more than a dollar from mid-June, and the first time it's gone below $4 in 5 months. Motorists in some western states are still paying more. Oil prices have dropped on concerns about slowing economic growth around the world, and the U.S. benchmark for crude oil recently dipped close to $90 a barrel. Republicans are blaming President Biden for high gas prices, while Biden has been sparring with oil companies, accusing them of posting huge profits while not producing as much oil and gas as they could be. Jennifer King, Washington.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has declared victory over COVID-19 and ordered an easing of preventative measures. Kim made the declaration Wednesday in the capital Pyongyang during a speech Wednesday at a meeting with his COVID policy advisors. According to North Korea's state-run media, Kim called his country's official death toll of just 74 people an unprecedented miracle in the history of world health. Kim's powerful sister, Kim Yo-jong, also spoke during the meeting. She blamed the country's infections on anti-North Korean leaflets flown across the border from South Korea. She warned of a, quote, deadly retaliatory, end quote, action against the South. And recapping our top story. As Russia struggles to boost its troop numbers in Ukraine, the military is engaged in a covert recruitment effort. For more on these or any other stories VOA is covering today, please visit us at our website, voanews.com, or download our app and just search for VOA News. Via remote,